Sean Paul, Wayne Wonder and Beanie Man have been a global success this year. Yet despite the recent dancehall explosion, there are still only a handful of female artists in the scene. With female superstars aplenty, like Foxy Brown, Mary J. Blige and Miss Dynamite, we're stopping the queens of dancehall from ascending to the throne. Tanya Stevens, one of the best female vocalists to emerge in the late 90s, feels that women still play second fiddle to the men. Cecile collaborated with dancehall's poster boy, Sean Paul, on the liquid rhythm cut, Can You Do The Work? She believes women aren't taken seriously. Radio support can be vital to the success of an artist. An endorsement from a top radio DJ can be the difference between a track being a hit or a flop. Performing live is another way to showcase new material. Female artists are getting shortchanged at concerts too, despite women often making up the majority of the crowd. Dancehall's always had a raunchy image. In women's changing role from dancehall queens to artists, they still strive to create a sexy stage persona. Lady Stush, the voice behind last year's Garage Smash Dollar Sign, is flying the flag for UK dancehall. She thinks women in dancehall have a bad image. Stush wasn't the first female dancehall artist to ride garage beats. Chrissy D, alongside fellow Jamaican Lady G, scored a UK hit with Girls Like Us. Chrissy's sexy image draws in the guys.